So this week's parasha is Parshas Vayeshev. So it says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, and Yaakov sat in the land of the dwelling of his father, be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. So now there's a problem. Well, it says, and then it says, Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef was a toldus of Yaakov, and it goes into the age of Yosef, Ben Sheves Reshana, he was 17 years old. Hayaro'eh et Echav Betzon, he would be, you know, the flock. And it goes through all these things, and Yaakov gave Yosef Ketonet Pasim, and the dreams of Yosef, and how these dreams showed Yosef to be the Nivcha, the chosen, and his brothers were going to be like pushed away. And Rashi brings that by Yosef we see the klest upon him was his, was told us Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov had many other children. What do you mean he told us of Yaakov was Yosef? Shtemesrei Shvatim. We know that the Shvatim came from Yaakov. That was the whole last week's parasha. So we're talking about the told us of Yaakov as Yosef. So we told us of Yaakov as Shtemesrei Shvatim. So Rashi says, what do you mean the told us of Yaakov was Yosef? The klest upon him, the form of the face of Yosef was like that of Yaakov. Okay, very nice. So he looked like his father, so like big deal. So Rashi adds, what happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. What happened to Yaakov? His brother hated him. Yosef's brothers also hated him. One second. Hello? Hold your horses here. We're speaking about Shiftei Ka. We're speaking about the Shvatim. There's a big difference between the Shvatim and Esav, isn't there? Esav, he sold his Bechor to Yaakov. Vayivez Esav et Bechora. Did the Shvatim do anything like that? No. Why are you comparing Yosef and his brothers to Yaakov and Esav? What are you doing, Rashi? And Rashi's saying that's a diuk in the Chumash. Does that make sense? And then we hear this, all these stories that Yosef goes, Diba Ra, Loshon Hara, Motzi Shem Ra. He goes and tells his father, they're eating Eva Minachai, they're Mevaza, the Shivchot, they tell the Shvachot, the Bila, Bnei Zilpa, the Mevaza, they don't hold of them. Bnei Leah held of themselves. They don't hold of the Shvachot. And Yosef was with the Shvachot. Right? Now you have to understand there's a very important thing happening here. What Chazal are telling us is the rivalry between the brothers. And this rivalry, this sina of Yosef and Bnei Leah, was who's going to be king. We see from Chazal that Yehuda, right, who has the koch of Hoda'ah, the koch of Tshuva, we see the Chazal praise Yehuda for that act with Tamar, and he has the koch of Malchus. We see that Yosef also has the koch of Malchus. We see the dreams of Yosef. We see that Yaakov gave him Ketonet Pasim. That means he set him out differently from the other children. He, Yaakov, was making Yosef into Malchus. What did the Shvatim think? The Shvatim think that all this Dibara, all this Loshon Hara, that they were with Arias as well, that Yosef told to Yaakov, Yosef was putting the Shiftei Ka, Leah, like Esav. He was going to push them away. Yosef would be the Bechor. From Yosef will come all of the Kedusha, and they would be pushed away. And that was the fight here. And there was a truth to that fight. Because Yosef saw these things. Now, remember something, guys. We saw in last week's parasha that the fact that Yosef stood up in front of his mother, Rachel, against the Ayin Hara, the bad eye of Esav, that Yosef was zochet to what? Ayin Tova. Hello? Where's the Ayin Tova over here? He sees his brothers doing something. It looks like eating Eva Min HaChai. It wasn't Eva Min HaChai. It looks like Arayas. It wasn't Arayas. It looks like they were doing... what was that thing? They were Mevazeh the Shvachot. They weren't Mevazeh the Shvachot. So hello. You have Ayin Tova. Where's your Ayin Tova klapi the Shvatim? We said that Yosef had Ayin Tova. When did Yosef have Ayin Tova? He didn't have Ayin Tova here. That's Ayin Ra he had here. He became like Esav here. And Chazal tell us that Mida Keneged Mida, Yosef was paid. The fact that he said they're treating them like, say, slaves, they're treating the Shvachot, Bnei Shvachot, like slaves, and then he was sold into slavery. Because of the Arayas, happened to him the situation with Potiphar. The Potiphar seduced him. The Eva Min HaChai, right? They shechted Seir Izim, Min HaChai, and Tovil, and they put his thing in the blood of it. And they showed it to Yaakov. Chayara, Achaltua. Animal ate him. So you got Mida Keneged Mida. There was something happening here. What happened? We understand it. The tzura, we explained this beforehand, the tzura of the birth of the children should have been, Yaakov should have married Rachel. Rachel would have been the main Ika Abayis, Yosef would have been born first, he would have been the Bechor, not Reuven. And then Leah's children would have come out afterwards and they would have accepted Yosef as the head. Instead, what happened? Leah was married first. And there was, we explained that, in order, in Lavan wanted his children to be shaykh to the brachas of Yaakov. He knew that Yaakov had the brachas. And he knew, had he given Rachel first to Yaakov, then Esau would have taken Leah. And he didn't want that to happen because Esau wasn't Baruch. Esau wasn't shaykh to the brachas. He didn't do it because he wanted the kedusha of Yaakov. He did it because he wanted the brachas of Yaakov. Lavan cared for that the brachas would come from his children. He wasn't a crazy man. That's why he did it. And Rachel, we explained last week, Rachel, why she agreed with that? Because she realized had Leah not been given to Yaakov, she would have gone to Esau. That would have been terrible to Klal Yisrael. You'd have had six shvatim coming from Esau. That would have been terrible. Then the Kedusha that Yaakov would have had would have been only six, not 12. Six would have been shaykh to Esau. That's how it should have been had Esau kept his part. Right? Esau Vayivez Esau B'chor. Explain that. You understand? So now we have this tremendous fight. What's happening? Yosef is saying, I'm the B'chor. I'm the Ika. And Yaakov's in agreement with that. And he wants to prove it. And the brothers are seeing that Yosef is doing too much here. Yosef wants to treat them like Esau. So now when you understand that, you understand what's happening. Now, there's a very weird thing in the Pasuk. Yaakov knows this. And Yaakov sends Yosef to go visit his brothers. Dotaina, right? One second, you know the brothers hate him. You're not stupid. Yaakov wasn't a stupid man. Why are you sending Yosef to the brothers by himself? Why are you doing this? Yaakov Kanireh understood that something has to happen. That through this direction, he had Ruach HaKodesh, that Yosef had to be sent on this Shlichus, and that Yosef's coming to those dreams had to be through there. That's why he had a Malach Gavriel meeting Yosef on the way when he got lost, showing him the way. Why are HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a Malach Gavriel? You only send a Malach when it's a Shlichus, which is Shlichus, like you send a Malach to Lerapot et Avraham, to destroy Sodom, to be Mevaseh on having children. You only send a Malach for a reason, a good reason. Malach Gavriel. Why Malach Gavriel? Gavriel is Midas Adin. Something had to take place here. And this was what happened, was the Gilgul of Yosef going to Mitzrayim. Then we're going to see in the next week's parashas how, in the end, all the dreams came to be, happen through what happened in Shechem. They wanted to kill him. Reuven saved him. Reuven saved him from the boar. And then before he could go and catch him and bring him back to his fathers, Yehuda and the Shvatim sold him. And they tovel his coat with blood, and they showed it to Yaakov. Yaakov understood that something had to happen, but he didn't know what. Now, in fact, all that happens in these next few parashas, and you see that Yosef does this, Yosef now removes the hatred from the brothers somewhat and fixes it in a big way. And now the brothers come together, and then we see in Parshas Vayigash that Yosef and Yehuda meet, and Yosef brings on Yehuda, and Yehuda comes to become, Yosef is Mishnah Melech, he sets up Galut for the brothers, because they have to go into Mitzrayim. He sets it up in a very good way for them. Right? We're going to see when we come to that Parsha. But that's what's happening in the Parsha. So what's the concept of Yosef? The concept of Yosef is living in Golus. Yehuda, and that's the main, and that's what's Yaakov. The Bechina of Yaakov is the Bechina of Golus. The Bechina of exile. And that's the Bechina of Yosef. Yosef's the one, the way that Yosef lives in Golot is the way we have to live in Golot. You're going to see, from Yosef is going to come Menashe and Ephraim. So now that we understand that, now let's go back to Chanukah and let's go back to the first pasuk. The way we live in Golus has to be a kilui of the Ra. The word for galut, for exile, is a lashon for galui, to reveal. What are we revealing in galut? What are we revealing? We're revealing those lost souls that we bring back. Now we can go back and we can understand Rashi, and then we'll understand Chanukah. It says, Vayeshev Yaakov, Amar Achash Katuv. After it says all about Esav, all the Alufe Esav, all Esav, remember, represents the Ra in the world. Esav himself wasn't Legamri Ra, but he represents the concept Esav represents. Esav has to be fixed. The non-Jews have to be fixed. We have to fix them. There's an aspect of non-Jews which is Esav, but there's also Kedusha there that needs to be fixed, that needs to be clarified. That means when non-Jews, the world recognizes Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're the one to bring the world to that recognition. Not through missionary, through example, like Yosef did. Yosef didn't. He just behaved as a tzaddik in Mitzrayim, and people saw him. Look at a chacham like that, make him second in command. And then he does good things to bring Klal Yisrael into Egypt, to separate them from the Egyptians, to give them, Yehuda makes a Beis HaMedrash, to make them their own shtetl, their own place, that they should learn. Even today, Jews live in Chutz La'aretz, they live in Jewish areas, they live in a little ghetto, where you have their own Beis HaMedrash, you have their own shuls, you usually live in walking distance, you have your own schools, your own little, you go to work, but you come back to your shtetl, and you wear a kippah, you wear a hat, whatever you do, and you act as Kiddush Hashem. If you don't act as Kiddush Hashem, you're missing, oh, you're tachlis. Kiddush Hashem, people see you, wow, I want to be like him, wow, he has a nice family, wow, look at that, wow, look at that. And they recognize you in Galut, they recognize what a good people you are. Even today, you know, even by non-Jews, they want to marry Jewish husbands because they're faithful and they make money. That's not a good idea, but okay. Don't think it's a good idea. Don't think that Chas v'Shalom, that shouldn't be a Havamina. Even, but I'm just saying, there is some aspect. That's what I talk about, non-from Jews. That's not a good thing. The good thing is they should see the Kedusha of a Jew, see his fairness, see his honesty. There's many Christians who only want to do dealings with from Jews because they're honest. They don't steal. Now, That's what Yosef represents. So now, how does Yosef, Yaakov sees all the Alufi Esav, all this Ra in the world. This is Golas. Golas means to reveal the good in this Ra. So Rashi brings a mashal. Rashi says, by Esav, they said this one was born, and this one is Aluf, and this one's another Aluf. You read? It's very short. When it speaks about the Shvatim, look how many parashas there are on the Shvatim. In detail it speaks about the Shvatim. The whole storyline. So Rashi says it's Dome to someone sifting in the sand. And when you come to a Margalit, to a pearl, you hold it. And you throw away the sand. So too is Yaakov. He's like the pearl. The Jewish people like the pearls among the sand. Now, why is this mashal given? What makes a pearl? You all know what makes a pearl? Sand. The sand makes the pearl. Because there's an irritation on the oyster of the sand, and that produces an excrement of the oyster, which produces the pearl. So the tsaras of Golas, the pains of Golas, produces the pearls in Klal Yisrael. Chazal say a different marshal, Bikur HaBazel. In Mitzrayim we say Bikur HaBazel. You know Bikur, it's like a furnace. If you ever get metal or gold, you put it in a furnace, what happens? Gold is full of like all sorts of rubbish. That it floats on the top and the gold sinks to the bottom. You open the bottom, you get pure gold out. Golas is the Kur HaBazel. It's the furnace in which Klal Yisrael get purified. That's the purpose of Golas. To reveal those pearls. That's what Chumash Rashi is telling us. And then it says at the end, HaPishtani Azeh. Who's this Pishtani? This is Esav. He's called, and Rashi brings, Ov de Pishtan de Tzmitzrayim. Pishtan, who brought Pishtan as a korban? Cain. He brought Pishtan. What did Hevel bring? Tzon. Tzon is wool. Says the Midrash, I think Pirkei de Rabbeinu says, Pishtan represents the Ra in the world. Semer represents good in the world. Roi Tzon is the Shvatim. That's why you can't have Shatnas together. You can't have Pishtan and Semer together. Because you can't Ma'arev, you can't mix good with bad. They have to be separate. Unless you fix the good with Tcheles. Tcheles means a Tachlis. And the evil is fixed, but because it's given a Tachlis, then it comes with the good, then only you can have it together. Okay, but that's when we learn Tzitzis, we'll explain that. But simply speaking now, what are we having? HaPishtani Azeh. You see all this Pishtan, how can you get rid of it? Then comes the blackness and says, Nitzot Echad, from my Mapach, from my anvil, or whatever it's called, and comes out the flame. Yaakov's a nitzot, Yosef is the flame, and it burns all this Pishtan and destroys all the Ra in the world. So that's the concept of Yosef. That's the concept of Chanukah, and I explain. There's one Mishnah in Chanukah. It's in Baba Kama, it's brought in Shabbos, and it speaks about the Chenveni. What did the Yevanim want to do? When Klal Yisrael and Golas, there's the biggest fear. That's what happened in last week's parasha. That Esav said to Yaakov, come with me. And Yaakov says, if I come with you, the flock will die. The flock represents the children. The tzon will die. Yom echad dafkum, and they'll die. Kirvat to Esav means the emancipation, opening the doors, universities. Be like me. Be like an Esav. That's what we're having today. 75% assimilation. That's the destruction of the Jewish people. More than in the Holocaust. We don't look at it that way. The Chazal do. Chazal say it's worse to make a person not Jewish through his actions than to kill him. Millions of Jews have been taken away from Judaism. Millions. More than millions. That's the emancipation of Esav. Right? That's the Yevanim. That's the fight on Chanukah. The fight on Chanukah isn't, they didn't want to kill us. They want us to become Yevanim. How do we fight the Yevanim? How do we fight? With the Eish of Yosef. What's the Eish of Yosef? I can explain. That burns the Ra. That's the Ner Chanukah. That you put in the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim represents the Mokum Hara. In your Rishus HaYochid, the private domain is called Rishus HaYochid in Lashon HaKodesh. It's Rishus of Yehuda Shel Olam. It's Rishus of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Jewish home. It's a Mikdash. Jewish home is a Mikdash. The Rishus HaRabim is where everyone else is. All the riffraff in the Rishus HaRabim. You know, I say you go in the Rekevet HaKala. You know, this they call it the Rekevet HaTakala. You go into this Rekevet, oh, you see all types of people you see there. Right? It's not the Hamish of people you see when you normally travel. Where you travel from one from Shchuna to another from Shchuna. All the Rishus HaRabim. I'm not the Jews. You have to fix them. You have to help them. But, right? Or non-Jews. That's the Rishus HaRabim. Ner Chanukah fixes in the Rishus HaRabim. How does it fix the Rishus HaRabim? Pirsumei Nisa. I represent something Ruchani. I represent something else. When a Yid goes into Galus and he has the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on him, Jude. We don't recognize it, they recognize it. And he goes into Galus with that name, which represents Shem Hashem, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Ner Chanukah. He is Mechala Dara, that's Yosef. You're Mechala Dara by behaving good, by behaving in a good way. That's your Ner Chanukah. That's the Kilui of the Ra. And then you're Mevara, the good. Yosef is the Lashon Ma'asef. He's the one who gathers in all the Nitzotzei Kedusha of the Galus. He's the one who brings it all in. That's Yosef. That's the Bechina of Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is a Pirsum Nisa. I'm a Jew outside. I'm not only a Jew of Ner Shabbos. In my home, I light a menorah. My menorah lights outside. My menorah illuminates even the darkest of places. But in order to light Ner Chanukah, that's to be Mesiris Nefesh. That's the concept of Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing the hiddur of the mitzvah. You're not just doing the mitzvah. You're doing more than you need. That shows a Mesiris Nefesh. That shows that you want to do it with all your strength. You can only live in the Rishus HaRabim. You can only be there. And you understand this is a tikkun of Esav. That's why it's Mechala D'ra of Esav. Esav was supposed to be this. Esav was supposed to be the one who goes out and destroys the Ra. Yosef took that away from Esav. Yaakov took that away from Esav, and Yosef got that. Yosef and Dina, because Dina was the female of Yosef. You with me? That kilui of the Ra of Esav is by living in the world of Esav as Yosef, as a Jew. You can dress like them, you can look like them, but you're not like them. You behave differently. You have principles in what you live. That's a Ner Chanukah, that illuminates all the lowest places, and that brings back all the Kedusha from the Ra, and the bringing back of that Kedusha is what's called Kilui HaRa. Because the Ra only has Kiyum, the bad only has existence, if it has some sort of kedusha there, some sort of tochen, some sort of something that makes sense. You know, all these lefties, it's not completely bonkers what they say. Save the whales, be nice to the animals. Yeah, tzar ba'al chayim. But save the whales and not save the guy who's dying in Manhattan because of malnutrition doesn't make sense. But there is some truth in it. When you show the nonsense of that, you're mechale v'ra. You understand? When you live with real Tzar Ba'al Chaim, when you live with real care for people, when you live with real giving and caring, and not with this pseudo caring, then that's Mechala D'ra. Then they see, that's a good person. That's a decent person. That's a from Jew. Oh, that's a Jew. Another one like that. And another one like that. And another one like that. Look what family they have. Look what good people they are. I want to be like him. And maybe they don't want to be Jewish. You tell them you don't have to be Jewish. Keep 7 mitzvahs b'nei noach. That way we bring the Kedusha from the Ra. That's called destroying the Ra. By bringing the Kedusha. That's Yosef the Ma'asef, he brings all those Nitzotzos HaKadusha, all those people back to Klal Yisrael, or to recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? And you see in all the stories of Yosef, everyone recognized who Yosef was. Everyone recognized that he was someone special. Everyone recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. And he mentioned that. That was on his mouth. And Yosef also needed to be fixed. Yosef went through all these things. Sold, Potiphar, because of his Dibara, because of his Ayin Hara. Yosef didn't yet have Ayin Tova. Yosef only has Ayin Tova when he finishes all his tests. Then he begins to realize that he made a mistake with his brothers. And now he doesn't blame them. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not you. And he fixes somewhat the hatred of the brothers, and he fixes his Ayin Tova. And now he's Zochet Ayin Tova. You understand? So this, all these parashas were to explain this. And this is the concept of Hanukkah. The concept of Hanukkah is to become that Yosef. To have Ayin Tova. What does Ayin Tova mean? You can't... If I want to help someone, I can only help them if I see the good in them. If I see the bad in them, I can't help them. If I want to help you, I have to see the good in you and associate with that good and see how can I procreate that good in you. Everyone has bad. Shnayim Ochsin Betalis. Zeh Mekula Shili, Zeh Mekula Shili. Right? The Yetzirah. He says Kula Shili. Yetzirah Tov says Kula Shili. We all have Ra in us. Lev Taho Bara Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says this. Gemara in Kiddushin. Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with the left taho. Mashma the ikatame. Who's the ikatame? Who's the ikatame? Who's the impure left? That's the Yetzara. The left side of the heart. Not literally. But metaphorically, you have two sides of you, a right side and a left side. Yetzatov and Yetzara. Everyone has a shorish ra in them, but it's not what's intrinsic to them. If you look deeper into a person, you see his tov. And then you have to procreate that tov. Procreate that tov is the birur of the tov, is the recognition of that tov. That requires a Yosef. That's what you need. In Kirov, you need a Pchinas Yosef. Yosef is the first Kirov rabbi. He's not a Kirov rabbi, Chas v'Shalom. Yosef is the Bechina of Yosef, the concept of Yosef. No, a Kirov rabbi is not the same thing. You can't compare Yosef to Kirov rabbi, Chas v'Shalom. Yosef is we have to understand who Yosef is. I'm nothing against a Kirov rabbi, but it's not Yosef. Yeah. You have to understand, Yosef was Tzadik Yisod Olam. He didn't do Averes b'chal. Even the Averes that he did, it's we have to understand them. You understand with Potiphar, whatever. We'll get there, we'll understand them when we get there. But you understand now the concept. The concept of Yosef, that's the concept of how we have to live in God. So when we get to Mitzrayim and Nash, we'll get exactly more specific to that. But that's what's happening in our parasha. That's what's happening in Hanukkah. When we're lighting our Ner Hanukkah, and that's why all the Jewish people, every mitzvah, they keep maybe Pesach and Hanukkah. Right? Even people are very far. Pesach, we have to understand why, because it's the birth of the Jewish people. Hanukkah, okay, maybe it's an easy mitzvah. But everyone keeps Hanukkah. Doesn't matter how far you are, everyone keeps Hanukkah. Because there's some nitzotz of Kedusha in a person that somehow that Bechina of Yosef is awakened on him in the Hanukkah. And that concept of Yosef we have to awaken in ourselves. That we have to look, even when a person looks at himself, he has to see the Ayin Tova in himself, he has to see the good in himself. Sometimes the hardest things, Ravolvi says this, the hardest thing is seeing the good in yourself. Because if you see that goodness in yourself, what does that make? It makes you have achrayas. It makes you be responsible. It means you can do something with your life. Hanukkah is about tshuva. Tshuva is returning to that nitzotz. Returning to that kedusha in ourselves. Clarifying it. Recognizing it. Because when we recognize the good in ourselves, then we can recognize the good in other people. we don't recognize our own good, we can't recognize another people. That's what it says. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. You love your neighbor as yourself. You don't love yourself. If you don't recognize the good in yourself, you can't love your fellow man. You with me? That's what we need to create on Hanukkah. Right? That's what we need to understand in Hanukkah. That's what we need to be the dugma. We go into the Rishus HaRabim, that Kiddush Hashem. We need to be that. There we have to be that Ner Hanukkah. We have to be this Pirsume Nisa of what Klal Yisrael represent. When we go into Manhattan or wherever it is we're going to go back to, we can't go like we went before. We have to go like a proud Jew. A proud Jew, not because you're a proud Jew, look, I'm a Jew. No. A proud Jew means I'm a quiet Jew. I do things though. I'm honest. People see that I'm honest. I'm good. People see that I'm good. I'm caring. People see that I'm caring. I don't scream and shout. People see that. I walk in a certain way. I behave in a certain way. Chacham, just as a Chacham is Nika b'chochmato, just as a Chacham is Nika in his thinking, he's Nika b'ma'asav, he's Nika in his actions, and he's Nika b'halichaton, the way he walks. You walk like a Chacham. You think like a Chacham. You behave like a Chacham. That's the Bechin of Yosef. That's the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's the Pirsumi Nisa of Hanukkah. We go out. And that's how we're Mechala Dara. And it just takes one Nitzot, one person. Remember, you live for a long time. Can you imagine one Jew that everyone knows about? He's a businessman. And he's roaming around in Manhattan doing business with this one, business with that one. But everyone knows him. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. And there's another Jew like that. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. How many Jews are there? You know? Once they made, you know, apparently 40% of hedge funds are Jewish. Do you know that? The heads of the hedge funds, or maids of the hedge funds. I don't know exactly where the statistic came from, but one of the students told me that. Maybe it's not true, but it's certainly a big number. Can you imagine if those people lived with Kiddush Hashem? Can you imagine what would be to the world? What would they say about these people? Can you imagine people in Hollywood lived with Kiddush Hashem? Could you imagine Facebook, he's a Jew, lived with Kiddush Hashem? Google lived with Kiddush Hashem? Intel lived with Kiddush Hashem? Even Apple, you know these M1 processors they came out with? You know who developed them? Two Israelis and a from Mizrahi Jew. I saw the picture. Can you imagine they lived with Kiddush Hashem? Probably there's other people as well involved. There's Jews involved in all these things, in high tech. Better Jews, New York, California. Who has a major influence in the world? Jews of California, Jews of New York. It's a known thing. 33% Nobel Prizes, Jews. Can you imagine if all those Jews who are known in the world produced films which gave meaning to life, to make you understand life? Not of violence and extra curricular activities, if you know what I mean. To give meaning. If instead of those judges who were Jews voted that gay marriages are legal, they went against it, that would have been a Kiddush Hashem. So instead, what did they do? It's a Chilul Hashem. You know, from Yosefus, we know the major problem. The biggest problem wasn't the Yevanim. It was the people, the Jews who became Mityavnim, who became like the Yevanim. They brought on all the tzaras. They brought the Yevanim to Klal Yisrael. They said the Klal Yisrael was rebelling against them. They brought them for the armies in. It was the Jews who caused the problems of Judaism. The non-from Jews, the Mityavnim. And it's still today. All these lefties in America, all these reform, I don't want to tell you, Yimach Shemar, Adolf Hitler, this is a known story. He didn't want to kill the Jews in the beginning. He just wanted to get rid of them. Then the reform and the emancipation, they said, we're proclaiming war against Adolf Hitler. Remember, the Jews in Germany were seriously important people. I think there was a prime minister who nearly became Jewish, or those Jewish who became a prime minister before Adolf Hitler, sometime beforehand. I think I saw a documentary once on Tisha B'Av that stated that. It wasn't from, obviously. But I already knew Jews were important and influential and powerful, right? When he heard that, he was a crazy man, Yimach Shemo. He went on the ground, pounded the ground, and then he decided to kill the Jews. Beforehand, he just wanted to expel them. In Hungary, there were millions of Jews who could be saved by the people who made Medina Israel. This is documented. And they decided to let those million Jews, they could have been saved. The Nazis were willing to sell them for money and save them. Instead, they said, kill them, give us 100,000 Jews to come to Eretz Israel. Can you imagine that? These are Jews who did these things? The founders of Israel? You have to understand. And forget what they did to the Sfardim here. The Apikorsim, these bad Jews, these Mityavnim, they caused the problems of Klal Israel. Marxism. How many millions of people they killed? He was Jewish. How many people were involved? Jews were involved in social Marxism to bring it to Russia, to bring it to China, God knows where. Who brought it to the world? Jews. Try and understand this. A Jew has koach. If he uses it for Kiddush Hashem, he changes. He's mechal the ra. If he uses it for Chilul Hashem, he brings the ra into the world. He has the koach to bring the ra into the world. I'm asking you today. The biggest influence in the world is what? Hollywood, Apple, Google, Facebook. Google, two Russian Jews. Hollywood is known to be Jews. Facebook, Jews. And even Apple. The concept of the iPhone was started by Magic, which was Jews. Mainly. Try and understand. You have to see history. You have to understand what's happening here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koach. We use it all for Kiddush Hashem, for Mechal the Ra, or we use it for Chilul Hashem. We bring the Ra into the world. People can still do tshuva. Google can still do tshuva. They can do tshuva. The whole, can you imagine the internet changing to only show good things? Bringing us closer to Hashem? Can you imagine it? It's a tremendous program. You could, the amount of kiruv you can do on internet, it's unbelievable. You get to everyone. Better than television. Right? Can you imagine you'd have Google TV or Apple TV showing how to live a fuller life, a life of real happiness, of real meaning. What, people aren't interested in that? Sometimes I get on planes and meet a guy and start talking about it. Just God, he starts the conversation. We start a conversation. And then I explain to him basic things, which you guys know, Poshut. He says, why? I never thought about that, Rabbi. That made me think now. They're thirsty. Instead, what are these Jews giving them? Baloney. You could be giving them things of content. You could be making Kiddush Hashem. So you guys, and it doesn't require a lot of people to do that. Ma'atim, we're few. Avram was one person. He fought all of Nimrod, the whole Eva Yadin, Avram Ivri. He was one person against the whole world. You know one person. There's Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of from Jews. But you have to think you're one person. You think you're responsible for the whole world. You're an Avram. You're a Yosef. You have to go into the world and make that Kiddush Hashem. And when you do that, you will be changing your world and the world of people around you without you even knowing it. You don't know the people you influence. You don't know the people that go in and see how you behave. And say, wow, he's a Jew. Wow, he's a Jew. Wow, he's a from Jew. Wow, he's a from Jew. Look how these people behave. There must be something in what they're keeping. And you don't know where that goes. Bezrat Hashem, we should be Zochet, the Chanukah, that we should be this Ner Chanukah that goes into the Rosh Hashanah with this Kiddush Hashem, with this Pirsum Nisa. And that's how we're Mechal the Ra. And then all this Pishtav, which looks so, so hard for us to be Mechal, finished. One Nair can get rid of a lot of Plishtim. One person, one Avraham, can change the whole world. And for us, one Yosef. He was one Yosef in Mitzrayim. He changed the whole of Egypt. Changed the whole of Egypt. We should be zochet to that.